The more Christ is our life, the more He is our focus, the more He is our lens through which we view weariness, the less we will have fainting spells. He endured weariness. He did not faint. We must look to Him. We must cry out to Him. Face fainting with faith in your great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The reason Abraham's faith didn't fail is God was upholding it and putting him in these situations and stretching his faith out. Don't you think that hurt? He felt it. And God is sustaining it all the while to keep it from failing so that he might be able to believe God and give glory to Him.
But I got these trials. They are just the trials to make you like Jesus. But I got these weak gifts. They are just the gifts to make you depend on God. You didn't get anything that wasn't meant to draw you near to Jesus. That's you. That's me. It's amazing.
Lord, we need you. I mean, we have to really believe if God comes, He can use us the same way He has other weak vessels, and we can turn the world upside down. Brethren, it can be done. Jesus Christ is still acting. He's on that throne. His enemies are being brought and made a footstool for His feet, and many of those enemies are being made His people, and they're being brought to the cross and to surrender, and it's happening through the proclamation, and not with eloquence, and not with all these devices, and not with our money, but it's by the power of God.
And I have to say to those of you who have never come to Christ alone, He is the only way to God. Look to Jesus. Turn away from yourself. Turn away from what you're believing today. Turn away from what you're trusting. Look to Jesus Christ, the dying Lamb of God. The Bible says, upon whom God poured His wrath out for your sin and for my sin. God poured His wrath out on the Son of God as if He hated Him because He hated us and our sins. But Jesus took that in our place. Our God took that in our place. We might be saved.
Do not blame God for you not coming, because there really is no excuse possible of why you cannot believe on Jesus Christ and be saved this day, why you cannot just turn your life over to Him. In Isaiah 55, verse 1, it says, "Come, everyone who thirsts, everyone who desires it, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price." There is a condition there, isn't there? You must come. You don't pay for it. You come and receive it freely.
We invite you to join us for the 2016 Fellowship Conference in Denton, Texas, March 24th to the 27th. For more information, go to albionis.com/fellowship.